stood in the glorious sage in Gateshead, Thinking Digital 2014, and I've managed to collar Mike Maurer. Now, we had a chat last night about a particular innovation which you are deeply involved in, something which I'd looked at, thought, this is too good to be true. How can this possibly work? Did a couple of demos online and thought, wow, this could be a real huge game changer. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
I hope I work for a game changer. That's true. It's just a hope. Yeah, what we're doing is text streaming. So there's audio streaming, there's video streaming, and we are doing text streaming. So what we can do is we can represent text on a very dense display, so you don't need much space. Therefore, it's very, very useful for displaying all information on wearables, on mobile devices, and to catch the info faster than you are used to.
Now, there's been a lot of wow. There's been a lot of questions about the science behind it, because the moment something comes out which is reinventing the way that we do something, everybody wants to completely take it apart and look at the nitty-gritty. Oh, yeah, so you can read 200 words a minute. I mean, what's the fastest you've heard? 1,000?
That's the fastest I've seen, yeah. That's the fastest I've seen, really. People were standing beside me, and they were able to read that fast. I'm absolutely sure they cannot do it for an hour. But it's, you know, Spreads is made for getting short information, short pieces of information. The use case is when you pull out your phone, and you do it very often per day. So statistics say that you do it 150 times a day, and you just get a short piece of information. And these people are able to get this at this speed. I'm not that smart, so my normal reading speed is 400 words a minute. But you know, even that is faster than my normal reading. And this is simply because it's easier to get the information. I don't have to scroll, I don't have to open up pages, close pages again, because it's a dense display. So it's a new user interface that makes it easier and therefore faster to get the information on mobile devices.
And this is the key here. This is the thing that suddenly sold the usage for me. And again, you know, you've released SDKs and people are building apps which will no doubt do things that you weren't quite thinking about and yet again innovated on the platform. For me, it you know, the question that crops up amongst academics that I was conversing with was, oh, well, how can you possibly comprehend deep, complex thoughts when they're flashing before you very quickly? Sometimes you need to go back and go forward and go back and go forward and reread again. And I've already seen, I've been looking at a couple of the apps on the App Store. You can go back a sentence on some of these.
That's right. So, of course, you can implement buttons to just go back one sentence. You can even implement, you know, user interactions like if you're looking away, your phone, today already there are phones, they know if you're looking on your phone or not. So, for example, if you're just looking away, the Spritz could stop and then, you know, go back one sentence. That's not even a problem. This is just a matter of implementation. I agree completely that very, very complex texts where you have to work with are not really meant for Spritz. Not everything is done for Spritz, of course not. Yeah, you know, a Formula One car is not made for Paris-Dakar. That's absolutely clear. And Spritz is made for reading the must-reads that you have on your mobile devices. Normally, your email texts are not constructed like a sentence from Shakespeare. So, if you want to read Shakespeare, do it in a normal book. If you read with Spritz, normally you read your emails, you need news stories. Journalists normally publish sentences that you can understand. If not, they are in the wrong job. So this is where Spritz is helpful. And other things like reading, leisure reading in your newspaper, Sunday morning, this is something where I want to have a printed newspaper simply because I like the entire feeling, not just the information.
Again, seeing it last night at dinner when you showed me your smartwatch and there was streams of very legible, very easy to understand text coming from your watch. Suddenly, I thought a lot more for a device that I'd completely ignored up until that point. When I see text scrolling across this fitness band I'm wearing, you know, I'm going, come on, why can't I even just speed you up for a second? So I totally see this. And how many apps are out there at the moment and how can people get a feel?
I don't even know exactly how many apps are out there because, you know, the developers do not need to inform us about it. So even I'm doing research and look every day, oh, there's a new app. So at the moment, I think there is something like around I'd say 10 apps that I found. Perhaps there are even a couple of more apps coming out. In the future, we will have a lot more. We haven't released the Android SDK so far, so that will perhaps be the next big thing. So in a couple of weeks, days, we hope perhaps in May we can still we can publish it. Then we'll have more apps. So of course we want to see Spritz everywhere where it makes sense to implement, just as an option for an email reader, for news readers, and all these other apps that deliver text to you, so that you can get it easier.
Coming to some eyeglasses near you as well, no doubt, in the not too distant future. Where can people find you online and the project itself?
Yeah, of course, you can find our webpage, so spritzinc.com. All the info is over there. And, of course, the Facebook page is very interesting because a lot of people are posting there. And, you know, even more information than we thought of. There are a lot of smart people around, and when they get in touch with this technology, they bring up their own ideas. And this is the good thing about sharing our SDK, because other people can develop it to really good products for end users. And so just visit us in the social media, SpritzInc, and we will see what's coming out in the future.
Thank you very much. I know that there's a lot of people, I've seen some of the feedback, a lot of people already calling it a game changer, getting very emotional about how it's changed people's lives, and seeing some of the feedback you shared with us on stage, a lot of people in the room were getting quite emotional as well, thinking that, you know, it's already worth it, but what is this going to evolve into? I'm looking forward to seeing more studies and more white papers, which is, you say, are on the way, which is going to be great. And have a play. I've already got an app which I'm already using as a kind of an RSS reader, and it's got me back into reading RSS in that way. So looking forward to the future. Thank you for your time.
I thank you.